Frankel.
So, okay, so just to review the question. So, we're dealing with the Isser of Kadesha. So, Kadesha, I guess, loosely translated, could mean a prostitute. I think it's in the most loose sense of the term, which basically the Ram talks about. It says the way it was before Matan Torah was that if a person would meet a woman in the street, and if they were both wanted, then he'd pay her wages, and they'd sleep together on the side of the road, and then they'd just part their ways. And that was called Kadesha. Okay, that's what Kadesha is. Then it says, when the Torah came along, the Torah prohibited Kadesha. Okay, because it says, Osiya te Kadesha maybe nos Yisrael. You can't have a Kadesha amongst the Jewish world. Okay, so that's what a Kadesha is. So then the Torah came along and asked for that, prohibited. So now's the hard part. The Rambam says, Lafikach, therefore, since the Torah prohibited this, Kala bo'al isha l'shem z'nos, but lo kiddushin, lo kemen ha-Torah, b'nei shaval kadesha. So then he sleeps with a woman for purposes of, I guess...
Gratification.
Without kiddushin, gets machas. Because he slept with the kadesha. Problem is that the lefikah doesn't follow, because he should say, therefore, anyone who sleeps with a prostitute, anyone who pays a woman for bia, something like that, he doesn't say that. He just says, anyone who sleeps with a woman without kiddushin. L'shem z'nos. Just for satisfaction, but that, or something like that. But it doesn't. How does that? He should say lefikach. Anyone who pays a woman on the side of the road. I mean, that's what he defined as kadesha. Now it turns out it becomes extended to anyone who would seem to. We said it seemed that premarital sex would come under this, but this doesn't. That's, is that a prostitute? Or isn't it a prostitute? It could even be a steady relationship, right? It says as long as there's no kedushin and just a sexual relationship. So then it would seem to be that there's that's Kadesha.
Okay. Much more
interesting questions, okay? Okay, so that's one question. So the next question is that this halacha is that a king's allowed so the Ravid says this is a mistake. So I was making a mistake that a Kadesha has to be someone who's really designated for sex. Not just anyone who you have sex with that condition, so we should designate it like a prostitute. She's mufkeras, which is hefker. She's just open for anybody. But someone who has this is on the contrary. You could designate someone that's a Pilagesh. And he says Pilagesh is not the Isser of Kadesha. But it would seem the Rambam holds that Pilagesh is the Isser of Kadesha. So this seems to be confirmed by the Rambam in Malachim Dalad, where he basically says that a king is allowed to take a Pilagesh. Why send a Pilagesh? But a Hadyo, a regular person, is also in a Pilagesh. Except by Amo Ivriel. After you. So it seems that the king is allowed to take a pilagash. So the king's allowed to take a pilagash. But the question is, why is it, if you tell me that a pilagash comes under the Isser Kadesha, so then why doesn't, so then why is the king allowed to do it? The king can't just violate the Isserim. Okay, so the question is, how is the diet of king? If you tell me that pilagash comes under Kadesha, so the question is, how is it mutter for a king to have a pilagash? Same thing. So the king is allowed to violate his Urim. And of course, we've been asking the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid as to whether or not a pilagash comes under the prohibition of Kadesha. It seems the Ravid is saying no, because she's not mezuman mufkar to anybody. She's mihafkar. And she's designated to you. Whereas the Rambam sounds like, since she doesn't have Kadesha, it would sound like it would come under this or pilagash. Oh yeah, and also the third problem is that the Rambam in the Koseras to Isha says the Wav of Kadesha, he doesn't call it Kadesha, he just says Sotibol Isha will exuba of a condition. Should not be with a woman without exuba in condition. So it sounds like Suba gets in the mix here. That it would seem that if you sleep with a woman without exuba, even if you had condition, it would seem that would come under the Isser of Kadesha. But the question is, is a halacha d'rabban? How could it be that you're violating the law of the Oraisa is going to include Kedusha into it? No, it's like Ksuba into it. Include Ksuba into it. Ksuba is that you have to guarantee your money if you get divorced. It's a way to prevent people from being from just divorcing their wives quickly. So in order to protect the woman, the rabban set up that if you divorce, you have to pay her a large sum of money. But that's the Darabana. So how could it be that if you have a wife and you don't have a ksuba and you sleep with her, that's going to come under Kadesha? So which was the Raisi did everything perfectly, just into the Darabana. Okay, good. So the Ramban actually was a tshuva of the Ramban in
Kisvei
Ramban. And he wants to claim the Rambam holds that the Rambam holds the Kodesh is mutter. First of all, it's difficult because in Malachim, Dalad, it sounds like it's Asur, but you could try to argue that since the Rabbanan. But the Rambam and Ram has a tshuva which says openly that it comes around this story. So where is it? How do you find that tshuva?
Bar-Ilan, I wrote it down.
Bar-Ilan, it's tshuva. Okay, so then the problem is big. Is that how is the king mutter? I mean, it's how is the king? Oh, the king's not allowed to bother his Yerder, right, son? Okay, anyone else? Yeah, okay, fine. So I'm saying similar to what you guys are saying. Different points from each of you for this stuff. But the thing that, see, Kadesha is like, I think like the Rebbe says, Mechgaris, right? It means it's Hafker. She's Hafker. That's like the idea of a prostitute. A prostitute is the model of a Hafker. Basically, she's willing to sleep with anyone who's willing to pay her. As in, it's totally, just sexuality without any, no framework whatsoever. Just the pleasure of sex, and you pay for it. There's no relationship, there's no anything. And that's the model of the idea of a Kadesha. That was fine. Kodmah Torah was fine. It was just a sexual experience, and that's it. But the Torah is coming along and saying is that via that type of via, which is just the one of Hafker without any framework, without being part of a larger a larger institution, a bias Hafker is Aser. Now the thing is, the Rebbe this says, so what's a bias Hafker? When the woman, that's her identity, she's Mufkar. And since if the Isha is Mufkaras, she's open to anybody. And then you sleep with her, so that has the quality of a bia of Hafker. Because she's a Kadesha. It's like a certain type of a bia. But the Rambam learns is that was true of Kodem Adam Torah. To have a bia of Hafker is sleeping with someone who was a Mufkaras. Where the Isha is Mufkaras, she's open to anybody. So now when you sleep with her, it's just Hafker. It's the action of a bia of Hafker. Because she's, it's nothing to do with you or anything, it's just a bia of Hafker. But since the Mount Torah came along and set up a framework for Bia, namely Kedushin, okay, so now, once the Torah set that up, so now if a person has Bia outside of that framework, so then that's defined as Hefker. Okay, in other words, because Hefker could be relative to the situation which the Torah relegated Bia to, anything less than that is just not having Bia. Because you want to, whereas you're not. The quality of Hefker could be relative. See, when there was no system set up, so then you have to give it the quality of Hefker by being a prostitute. Okay, but once the Torah comes along and has a setup and a framework in which Bia exists, so now if you go outside of that framework and you just have Bia and don't involve yourself in the system of Kedushin, so now it's just the Bia of Hefker. It just lacks any restriction. It's just like a loose bia. So that ends up as the quality of Hefker depends upon the framework, upon the given framework. Given that there is a system of condition, anything outside of that becomes Hefker.
Or bia
first
Hefker.
One.
Okay.
I'm saying the first one. The Isser is really, it's bia is Kadesha. Let's say Kadesha isn't Kadesha is a prostitute, but the concept of Kadesha is a certain type of bia. That the Torah is prohibiting. That bia, you're not allowed to have that, just the bia, just stop because you want to have life. But bia has to exist in a framework. Now, prior to Matan Torah, you could have a framework as a boyfriend and girlfriend, could be a framework. That could be on a framework. Like prior to Matan Torah, if you had premarital sex, that wouldn't be bia, so that wouldn't be Kadesha. Because Kadesha, that I'm describing, is a woman on the side of the road, you pay her. That's a situation that's totally bia outside of any framework. It's just the action of a bia with nothing more to it. But now that the Torah sets up Kedusha, now a boyfriend and a girlfriend are nothing. There's no halal, there's no reality to that, because there is a halachic way to set up a relationship, and that is through a process of Kedusha. So now when you have a boyfriend and girlfriend, that's basically like a bias hefker. There's hefker means where it's not, you're not aligning yourself with the institution, but it's outside of a framework. So once the framework of Kedusha gets set up, and you ignore that and you just have bia because you want to, So now that becomes that's a quality of Bias Hefker. So what I'm saying is that Hefker means it's like ownerless. Like if something's ownerless, it means it could belong to anybody. Right? Then something has an owner, then something could just belong to anybody. Hefker means it's ownerless, it could belong to anybody. So here's Hefker means she sleeps with you, but she could have slept with you, she could have slept with another guy, she could have slept with any. It's the idea of prostitute. Prostitute is no particular man, there's no relationship with a guy, there's nothing to do. It just, she's Hefker, she could sleep with anybody. So Bias Hefker means is sleeping where you just happen to be any person in the world. Like she could have been, she's open to sleep with anybody. And that's the idea of a prostitute. But if you have a relationship, she's let's say a girlfriend, boyfriend, so that's not Hefker. That's part of a human relationship of a boyfriend, of a girlfriend, and that's not Hefker. That's not Hefker. She's not Hefker. She's not going to sleep with anybody. She doesn't sleep with a boyfriend. There's a certain type of a bia, though, where there's nothing to do. There's no personal relationship. It's totally for the bia itself. Nothing to do. It's not part. The bia could have been with anybody. Bia, as long as whatever, as long as it's bia, and there's nothing to do. It's not miyuchah to anybody. It's not miyuchah to any individual. It's totally tafker. And it happens to be you. Yeah, that's true, but that's just coincidental. It could have been anybody. That's tafker. As opposed to like that's the mashal. It's like a mashal. Like hefker. Open to anybody. It's supposed to like it's designated to a specific guy. So once there's any type of a relationship, then it's not going to be hefker. So boyfriend, girlfriend, marriage, pilagash. Well, really, they're all, I mean, because of Matan Torah, there's no intrinsic reality to even Ishas. It's just it's a conventional institution. So you can have a convention of a boyfriend and girlfriend. They don't want to move in together. They don't want to be married. They just want to be sexual partners or a pilagash or whatever. You know, that's whatever you call the convention. But the point is it's not Hefker. That's not Hefker. That's part of a relationship, part of a framework. But the thing is that now the Torah comes along and it says all these. If you want to have a relationship, there's only one relationship, a sexual relationship, which is recognized. And that's the mitzvah sasei of Kiddushin, which means Kiddushin and Nisuin, which means that if you want to have a relationship with a woman, there's only one way to do it. And that's Kiddushin. Kiddushin is the framework in which Bia finds itself. And once that's the case, once the Torah sets up a concrete objectified relationship of Bia, so now anything outside of that is really just going to be Hefker. You're sleeping with this. The boyfriend, girlfriend loses any of the value because compared to Kiddushin becomes the institution. So now if you just sleep with your boyfriend, what's that? There's no reality to the boyfriend. There's no, you're married, you're not married. That's the only question. So what, like, so because you're steady, there's no reality to that. Is there Kiddushin? Is there not Kiddushin? So short of Kiddushin, anything else is going to be, it's going to be defined as Bias Hefker. Because it's outside of the framework of a relationship which exists. And you could argue, I'm not sure if this is, I guess the simple way to read the Rambam, is that once the Chazal set up Ksuba, and they said that the relationship between husband and wife doesn't end at Kiddushin, but it also includes Ksuba, so now if a person were to have bia with his wife, but he would not do ksuba, so now again it becomes Hefker. Because now it's not in law, it's not following the institution, the framework which exists halachically, because the ksuba is darabon, but that's halacha. So now you're just having bia, but you're circumventing the halachic institution of ksuba v'kiddushin. Kiddushin is a certain type of relationship where, and it's good, it's because it's actually, that's what it says, Shalei Yevinos Yisrael Hefker, right? Is that the lashon?
Where?
What? So they did ksuba.
Shote
kalvei and lotzia. But it's the same type of idea. So the idea is that the idea of ksuba is that you don't just do kiddushin and then a one night stand, a one night kiddushin. You don't have a one night kiddushin. That would be hefker. See that? So you can have the Chazal realize that you could have the quality of hefker even though you use kiddushin, which is you could just get married and then divorce the next day. So what's the big deal? So you give a ring or whatever, you get a thing of Sasha Bruta, you do Kiddushin, you do Chopo, whatever, and then you get married, and then you throw out the next day. So it turns out, because I'll realize that even though you have Kiddushin, a person could misuse it. And therefore they said is that the framework of Kiddushin and the non-hefkerness, so to speak, of Kiddushin exists through Ksuba as well. Now if a person doesn't do Ksuba, And then basically he could just marry her and then just throw her out the next day. So now it loses the, now it becomes like a B'yas Afka. Once Chazal formalized it as that as being the check and that which concretizes the relationship, then a relationship of marriage has kiyam, has like a permanence to it, a degree of permanence to it because of ksuba, because you're not going to just throw her out. So now if a person has a bia with his wife and there's no ksuba, so it turns out that has the quality of hefker. Everything's always measured where it's not built upon the existing relationship. And once you're circumventing that, now it becomes a quality of hefker. It's like a relative hefker. It's relative to the framework which exists. So it could be the right, but it holds. It doesn't work that way. Hefker is the intrinsic quality of the thing. Can't be hefker based upon the nature of the existing societal setup or halachic setup. So I mean, intrinsically it has the quality of hefker. Intrinsically it has the quality of hefker if she's mefkar. So the isha, the chala has the chala shem of mefkar. She's open to anybody.
Well, you feel like chatzimaisa, in other words.
Right. So one way to say that machlokas is the way Daniel's saying it. It's the way I was thinking of it before. But that is, what's a kadesha? Does the kadesha have to be a chala shem of the isha? That's her definition. She's a kadesha. So then you can't say, it's a girlfriend. That can't vary for a time. I mean, a kadesha is, that's her identity. She's a prostitute. But once it's not that, you can't say now it changes. Now the isha becomes different. There's no boyfriend, the girlfriend isn't a kadesha. She's not, that's not her identity. Identity means she's a mufkar to anybody. So that's the right hold. It's a chalas and isha. Kadesha means it's a type of a woman. But the Ram hold means it's a maisa. The woman is the way Kodem Matan Torah created the action of a maisa of B'yav Hefka. But the Isser is really the action of Kadesha, which is the action of B'yav Hefka. Now the action of B'yav Hefka is going to vary per the framework. If there's no institution of marriage, no institution of condition, then it's just then it's only going to be a prostitute. But now that there's an institution, it can be a maisa of B'yav Hefka even without a prostitution. That's one way to look at it. I was just wondering if, like, it could be the reason why the right. It could be everyone agrees that it's a maisa b'yas hefker, but just that the right of it holds that you have to define the action as a b'yas hefker objectively, and the only way to define it objectively is through the isha, through that she's a prostitute. But once it becomes dependent upon the society and dependent upon the existence of kedushin, could be then the act. It's not intrinsically. You know what I mean? I don't mean objectively. I mean intrinsically. You know, intrinsically, right? It holds that a bias hefker has to be intrinsically something about the bia itself, because the woman's a prostitute. But if she's a regular woman, and it's just because now society has this, the Torah has this thing called kedushin, therefore it becomes relative to this institution of kedushin, it's hefker, but it's not intrinsically hefker. So it could be a question is, so then derive it, then what you're saying would be a result of that, that it has to be a chalos in the isha, because that's the only way to create the act, to render the action intrinsically a B.F. Hefker. You could say that. The other way is also good, I'm not sure. I mean, you could say, it's good to the Pasuk, let's see a Kadesha, the Rabbi says Kadesha is a Kadesha, it's a certain type of woman. So in the eye, you're to be a Sefer, that's true, but that's not the Yisra. The Yisra, according to Rabbi, could be, is like you have that type of a woman in Klal Yisra. Could be, if you'd say your way, it could be that's the way. The Kadesha is a type of a woman existing in Klal Yisra, so it's not a Maisa Bia, it's not a type of a Bia. Is you shouldn't have prostitutes, you shouldn't have kadeshas in Klal Yisrael. So it has to be a chalas in the woman. If it's a girlfriend, she's not a kadesha. Your action is, it's very nice, but that's not the issue. It's an issue of, if it's just Klal Yisrael, can't tolerate prostitutes. So it's then isha, whereas the Ram is saying that then Klal Yisrael can't tolerate actions of hefker, yes, hefker. Could be that something that's smoother. Let's say so. Okay, so now what about the king? So the king, I think what I was saying is good, is that, see, the idea is that a king, and that's part of it, and Hiltzimachna, he's talking about, a king has the right to simply take over people's slaves and their property and their everything and their, you know, women, and, you know, this. So when a king takes a woman, that is a relationship. She is now property of the king. And it's not a, even if she doesn't, even if it doesn't do kedushin. See, normally for a regular person, the only way to set up a relationship is to do a Maisa Kedushin, otherwise you're just two strangers. But a king has like conquest. A king has the ability to just be miyached people to him, and they become, like you can just take anything. And there's a reality, she's the king's pilagash. Like pilagash is an institution, the kings have pilagashim. And that isn't an institution, it's part of the power of a king. He basically has rights to set up all these institutions. And once it's an institution, it's not a B'yas Afkar. It's not pshat that a bio, what I'm saying is a bio without kedushin is a pilagash. He doesn't mean per se, I'm sorry, it's kedesha. He doesn't mean, but that's the definition, any time there's no kedushin. He means when there's no framework. So now, and by Yisrael, by Hediot, that is the only framework. The Torah never set up an institution of pilagash for Yisrael. But by a king has that part of a melucha, is that the kings have pilagashim. The nashim and pilagashim, they're two different things for a king. And he basically goes and takes women, and some of them he marries, some of them he's pilagashim. And that's, now she doesn't have kedushin, yeah, that's fine. But that's not bias hafker, because it's not hafker, she's just pilagash. And that's an institution which the Torah recognizes by a king. Or by Yisrael, by Yehud, the Torah recognizes that also as an institution. So all it means is the kedusha means where it's a bia outside of a concrete framework recognized by the Torah. Once you have halacha, the framework hefker is always relative to the institutions which exist in the Torah. By yod, it's only kedusha or yod. Okay, by melech, there's an institution of pilagash. That's his rishos, and that's part of hilchos of melech of why it is that there is an institution. But that's part of the rights of a king. Kings have a certain powers that regular people don't have. So, which is, I'm not saying, you have to study Hilchos Melachim and see exactly why that's an institution, but Torah never set up an institution of a Pilagash by Hadio. Also, by Hadio, she's basically a Kadesha. You've designated her, she's your steady Pilagash. Yeah, but there's no halachic reality to that, so now that's just basically Hafker. Okay, because it's relative to the system, which is a kind of system, that becomes Hafker. Is there another question? So I think what Daniel was saying is L'shem's Gus is good, is that? That's what he means. Two things I think he means. One thing he means L'shem, Kovol is L'shem's Gus below Kedushin. So it could mean he means that's. What does it mean L'shem's Gus? Below Kedushin. Like L'shem's Gus, namely below Kedushin. They could say he's learning not two different things. He could say L'shem's Gus, which halachically means below kedushin. That's what it means. Like you said, whenever you see, what the idea of if you were to say below kedushin, you think it's in a kedushin per se. It's not. It's because it's nos, which is just bias afkar. So it's just like bias afkar. But so if you would have just said below kedushin, you think it's because it's not kedushin. Then by king, for instance, it's not kedushin either. It's not then intrinsically in kedushin. The idea of nos, which is bias afkar, it's just that he's halachically. It becomes L'shem's Nos once there's no Kedushin. So below Kedushin is the halacha, practically, for almost, like we said, for a regular person, it's below Kedushin. But the concept is not because it's below Kedushin, it's not because you're avoiding Kedushin, it's because it's L'shem's Nos, it becomes Nos. It's the nature of the thing. But I think it's also true what you're saying is like if you're actually marrying with kedushin, then that won't be L'shem's Nos. That'll be L'shem that'll be for kedushin. And it's also true. I don't know if that's a practical enough. L'shem's Nos is the nature of the bia. So you're saying L'shem's Nos. Of course, you don't say L'shem, but that's what you're doing. It's just L'shem's Nos. It's bia's of hafker. But the practically he's saying is below kedushin. That's what it turns out. Luckily, because that's defined as bia's kedusha. So it's interesting how the Rambam's writing that, you know. It's like, because you have to put in L'shem's Nos, i.e., that is, the below Kedushin, which halachli means. But that's the concept. Yes, tell you them both. Okay, fine. So let's, I'm going to think about this a little bit, see, maybe we can make it a little clearer. Okay. But if not, what I'd like to do, let's try for tomorrow. I mean, maybe we'll start off. If I get it a little clearer, maybe we'll finish it up. But otherwise, I want to do a Rosh Hashanah again. So Rosh Hashanah. Tekilas Lechavor, which is on Daf. Here we go. It's on Daf Chaf Zayin on the base. It's based on the Mishnah on the top of the page, but you can read the Mishnah Chaf Zayin on the base on the top. Just that part of the Mishnah. You don't do the whole Mishnah. And then Tekilas Lechavor, it's the Gemara Amar Rabuna. Lo Shana, Lo Shana, that whole thing. I'm going to go next thing. And basically, until bottom of the page. Now, I don't want to get into Trekol and Mishtamai and, or it's, I'm sorry, I don't want to get into that. I don't want to get splitting of Tekiah in half. Basically, until the bottom of the Amud. And I want to do Rashi, and the Rosh. The Rosh is very important because it's like you read Rashi, it's like you don't know what to define. It almost sounds very factual. But then you read the Rosh. And you see there's more involved here. So Rosh is a little tricky to figure out what he's saying. But but try to figure out the it's not that long. And eventually, I'd like to do the Ran. But the Ran basically explains the Rambam. That's really why I don't do the Ran. The Rambam is it's one point. But before we get to the Ran, the Rambam, and the Rambam, the Rashi and the Rashi.
That's for tomorrow.
Rashi, I probably will get to Rashi and the Rashi tomorrow. Right?
Well, you know by...
I think you just can't crack into Rashi until you do the Rashi. Just, okay. You'll see, I mean, it's just, you don't know what to do exactly. You're thinking, like, okay, sounds like he's just positing these facts, and, you know, it's kind of either you believe him, if you believe him, then it's just, okay, so it's almost, it's obvious, kind of, and if you don't believe him, then how can you not believe him? But the Rosh doesn't never believe him, it seems. So, and, I mean, you'll see, it's a funny sugya. But I think there's a good idea here. Yeah.